To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Is it hot enough for you? I don't mean the temperature. I mean the fandom for this show. The show that we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. If you're just jumping on the bandwagon today, welcome. You are in for what we think is a wonderful ride. I am Mark Menard, one of your co-hosts, along with my other co-host, Zach Clark. And here's how this works. We have combed through a week's worth of news. We have found the clips that we think are the most delectable for you. And we are going to play them for you, but with a little bit of a twist. We're going to take out a key component. We're going to leave something out. You have to try to guess what they're talking about. And if you get them all right, you get the fabulous prize of knowing you did a job well done. We're going to get into the show, but first I need to welcome in my co-host, Zach Clark. Zach, how are you this week?
Mark, if they send us a self-addressed envelope with a stamp on it, we will mail them a gold star for a job well done. I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Yes, a self-addressed stamp envelope and also include a dime for the gold star because we have zero budget for this show. I'm going to lead us off this week, and we're going to go straight to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, the home of the Blues Brothers, and we are going to talk about something that is becoming very quickly a hot commodity in the hottest of summer months.
Sherry Ballon has owned Gigi's on Northwest Highway for 30 years, and with her mom, Gigi Williams, has been selling vintage at trade shows for even longer. She says they've been getting plenty of calls from collectors lately.
What items related to a hot summer property are drawing big interest on the collector's market? Is it A, vintage Taylor Swift CDs? Is it B, vintage Barbie dolls? Or is it C, vintage Albert Einstein memorabilia because Oppenheimer is such a feel-good movie of the summer?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you were talking about how popular our podcast is. Barbenheimer has nothing on this show. I'll tell you that right now. You know, I don't know, Mark, what Albert Einstein memorabilia would look like. Maybe a comb, but it didn't seem like he used one. So, like, the blank space where his comb would have been. I don't know, a pencil. I have no clue. But look, I'll tell you this. The vintage market, when it comes to vinyl, or even the non-vintage market, whether it's CDs, vinyls, tapes, is hot right now. So Taylor Swift, also hot right now. But look, you know, we're talking about softballs, Mark. You mentioned it last week off the top. Nothing has been hotter this month than Barbie, not even Phoenix, Arizona. So I think the answer is B, vintage Barbie dolls.
It is, in fact, vintage Barbie dolls. That store that was mentioned that I bleeped out, I'll give them the plug. It was Gigi's Dolls that WBBM spoke to. And yeah, Barbie is lighting up the collector's market, as you would probably expect, because Barbie dolls are always somewhat hot on the collector's market, and now with the fresh influx of publicity, starting to really move things along.
And plus, there are so many options. There's nothing Barbie can't do. She's had every job on the planet, and she looks good doing it. What more could you want?
What more could you want? Except maybe the next question in Name That News, and for that, we go to Zach.
We're not going to me there, Mark. We are going actually to the Mark Cox Morning Show, KFTK in St. Louis. Take a listen.
So we came down here for a special for Fox Nation, and we wanted to find Pablo Escobar's famed...
Alrighty, Mark. What of Pablo Escobar's brought this reporter to Colombia? Is it A, his cocaine stash, B, his hippos, or C, his framed picture of himself standing in front of the White House while he was a wanted man?
So, his cocaine stash, I don't think would still be around. Somebody would have sold that by now. His hippos? Exotic animals are always a draw. But look, you have really hit the sweet spot in these answers, because that C is incredibly juicy. The framed photo of him standing in front of the White House while he was wanted, it's really setting off all the dopamine triggers in my head. It's probably not the answer, but I have to go with C.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mark, I wanted that to be the answer too, but it is actually Pablo Escobar's hippos. The voice you heard belongs to Griff Jenkins, and he's in Medellin, Colombia, where Pablo Escobar's hippos still live. He's been dead, Escobar, for 30 years, but now his hippos are there, and hippos are not native to Colombia, so they're causing enormous ecological problems. The legacy of Pablo Escobar today is very disruptive hippos.
Would they be hungry hippos?
It depends on how much cocaine they've had. Maybe they're very thin. I don't know.
So now we come back to me, and we're going to go out to the West Coast. KNX in Los Angeles, where fans of a certain artist are in court. Let's have a listen.
Essentially, what happened is that Ticketmaster manipulated this sale in an effort, in a way, that scalpers, bots, resellers had the advantage.
So whose fans are taking Ticketmaster to court? Is it A, Beyonce? Is it B, that good old favorite name that news answer, Taylor Swift? Or is it C, Pearl Jam?
We do need to keep track of our options, because I do think Taylor Swift, because of how popular she is right now, has by far and away been the most common option, I think at least once an episode. Well, here's the thing, Mark. This is so difficult because, one, I think Pearl Jam's been suing Ticketmaster my entire life. Two, everybody hates Ticketmaster, at least the fees, the add-ons, the confusion. So it could be anybody. I'm so tempted to say Taylor Swift, but I'm like, I feel like I'm being baited. And it's funny, I don't ever think I'd say this. People have forgotten that Beyonce's on tour also, and she's very famous and she's very popular. I'm taking a flyer here. I'm saying Beyonce.
The Renaissance tour is super hot, and I will say you were being baited, but you were being baited into the right answer. It was Taylor Swift.
No!
The Swifties are suing Ticketmaster because tickets to the Eras tour have been so difficult to acquire when you go through the website at Ticketmaster with all the fees and thinking you have tickets and then they disappear from your cart and then all of a sudden the whole show is sold out in seconds. They think that resellers are being given an advantage, and resellers, of course, is a really nice way of saying scalpers. They think scalpers are getting an advantage and they don't like it. So they're taking Ticketmaster to court to try to pry open the secret box of how they do their business, and we'll see what happens. But they're trying to keep the case locally in Los Angeles and not in federal court.
Now, I wonder, you know, because the Eras tour came here to Detroit, I wonder if her fans are going to also sue other people. We found a $1,000 parking spot the weekend she came into town. That seems a little unfair, too, but I don't know how any of that works.
So back to you. What do you have for your middle inning reliever here?
Alrighty, Mark. Our middle inning service is actually going to stay right here in Detroit. This comes from WWJ. Take a listen.
I'll tell you what, Jonathan, I was just talking to some of the Detroit police, and they were just laughing at this botched smash and grab. They tell me around 4 a.m. this morning or so, apparently the criminals decide they want to steal a...
Alrighty, Mark. What did these criminals steal that made them the butt of Detroit PD jokes? A, an excavator. B, a pedal bar, one of those little things you can rent and pedal around while you drink. Or C, we are in Detroit, a Zamboni.
Ooh, all good options and all things that would be the slowest getaway possible. Wow, this is going to be tough. I feel like the Zamboni is locked up in the stadium, and ever since 9/11, stadiums are not easy to get into when it's off hours or even when it's on hours. There's a lot of lockdown security there. So as much as I would love it to be a Zamboni driving down the street, I don't think it's that. You know what? Of the two remaining options, the pedal bar sounds most amusing to me. I'm going to go with the pedal bar.
Yeah, Mark, those pedal bars are everywhere this time of year. But actually, the answer is A, an excavator. And they stole the excavator to try and steal something else. Their goal was to steal an ATM. And so they used the excavator to knock the ATM down. They tried to use the excavator to pick it up, failed, and then ran away on foot. But I don't know about you. You and I have kids of similar age. When I hear the term excavator, there's a YouTube star for children named Blippi who has a song about an excavator, and I cannot get it out of my head. I may go nuts. I'm an excavator.
I will say that you can sing it all you want. We live in a Blippi-free household in this house, so we have not been privy to the songs of Blippi, so that won't ring any bells for me. But you know what? We found other things like Bluey that are much more enjoyable, so we haven't had to go down the Blippi rabbit hole. So now we come to the portion of the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. And this is our hook. This is, in the business, we call it a hook. It's something to get you to come back. We give you a question. We don't give you the answer. We let you stew about it for a week, and we trust that you will use your best judgment and your best morals, and you will not look this up in the next 7 days. You will come back next week with a fresh mind, having let that question burr into your brain like a summer tick, and you will be ready to answer it.
And if you don't follow through, we offer a blood oath.
Yes, you can have the blood oath option, or you could just go by the honor system. I'm not taking the knife out to my palm anytime soon. We're just going to trust you, and we'll just leave it at that. We're all adults here. We can all abide by the honor code. So before we get to this week's cliffhanger question, we have to assuage your want for last week's answer. So let's go ahead and review last week's cliffhanger question of the week. It came to us from WWL in my home city of New Orleans.
Well, it appears that there's quite a few, and now that with all the ducks having disappeared out of the canals, they're just moving further into the subdivisions and eating a lot of the cats. You know, there are a lot of cats on the lakefront as well, and I think once they clean those out, they just kind of move in. They've got a taste for them now.
So the question last week was, what wild animals are encroaching into the suburbs of the Big Easy, New Orleans? Is it A, coyotes? Is it B, alligators? Or is it C, confused tourists?
Look, we all know the most dangerous and foolish animal is human beings. There's no question about it. But I don't know. They really love the city. The suburbs don't do much for them on vacation. I'm throwing that one out. Here's the thing. I don't know how prevalent coyotes are in Louisiana. They're everywhere. Well, I shouldn't say they're everywhere here in Michigan, but it's not uncommon for there to be one in certain areas. I do know that alligators are more common in swampy areas, but what I don't know is what the suburbs look like. Are the alligators coming out and just wandering down the street? That seems uncommon. I've seen them on golf courses in Florida, but I've never seen them in the parking lot. So I don't know. So I'm going to say coyotes, but I mean, total guess.
You went with your gut. And your gut was correct. It is coyotes. Coyotes are starting to encroach into the suburb parts of the Crescent City. And look, I have a coyote story for you somewhat. In the early days of the COVID pandemic, when they locked down everything and they told us all to work from home, I was not given that option because my job required me to be in the office at the time. So I was still going into the city every day. But most people weren't. And there was a picture posted on social media of a parking garage just down the street from mine with a coyote in it. So I started carrying something sharp with me just in case I went to the elevator and it opened up and there was a hungry coyote waiting for me. So the coyotes certainly have been encroaching into places for a while. I believe when everything opened back up and the foot traffic started again, they were scared back out of the city proper, but they're still finding their way around the suburbs, and apparently they're eating whatever wild animals that are smaller than them that they can find.
Nothing sounds more terrible to me than a coyote knife fight. I'm not going to lie to you. That sounds absolutely terrifying.
Another thing for you to be afraid of when you come down here.
Noted. And I don't know what it is, Mark. I've got the cliffhanger this week, though, but we're going animals again. Today's clip comes to us from CBS Radio, heard on Odyssey stations across the country.
Everyone is saying that they have just one thing in mind.
I just wanted to see her in person.
Jessica Biehn took the trip from San Carlos just to lay eyes on...
All right, Mark, who is the celebrity people can't get enough of? Barbie, A. Taylor Swift, B. By the way, that's Taylor Swift in all three rounds today. Or C, a sea otter.
Okay, we're not answering it this week. This is all for next week, but we can talk about it a little bit. We've already talked previously in this episode about how hot Barbie is this summer and how hot Taylor Swift is this summer. So it could be either one of those. Either one of those would get people's hearts pounding and get the blood flowing. The sea otter, who doesn't love a cute sea otter?
They hold hands when they sleep.
Yes. And look, we've seen all throughout American history that a cute animal can draw a crowd. It can get people from all over to come out and watch. So all of these three, I commend you. Two of these options are wrong, but they're still fantastic options. So kudos to you for making a compelling question that I will be thinking about for the next week.
When in doubt, talk about animals and blockbusters. And apparently Taylor Swift, too. That's the lesson here.
This is the summer of the Swifties, and we might talk about her in every episode, which is funny because I don't know if either of us are even that big of a fan of Taylor Swift. It's just she's everywhere, and this is a show that thrives on current content. So how can we not talk about Ms. Swift?
It's impossible. I don't feel any way about her, but again, both of us come across as somewhat obsessed. I guess that's just how it feels to be in America right now.
Maybe we'll get her on the show. Taylor, if you're listening, if you're a fan of Name That News, as I'm sure you would be if you gave us a listen, then you're welcome to come on the show at any time. We'll just put that out there right now. We'll even extend the invitation. You could be an official friend of the show. But for now, that's all the time we have for this week. Special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. And special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, let Taylor Swift know that she can come on the show, and set a reminder on your calendar, because we're going to be here every single week with a fresh, new, Taylor Swift-packed episode. Name That News.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.